بسم الله، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قلنا اهبطوا منها جميعا، فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن تبع هدايا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Still with regard to that occasion when Allah Ta'ala had created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah had blessed him with his knowledge, and then Allah Ta'ala had commanded the malaika all to make sajda for him in respect and honor for Adam alayhi salam, this knowledge which Allah had given to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, but shaitan had refused. With regard to this occasion, there are many points the ulama have written which we have discussed. One more point which they write, which is also a very important point, and the discussion that whether to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala are more virtuous, or to stay away from what Allah has made haram, is that more virtuous? There are two things. One, what Allah has commanded, and the other is all the prohibitions. So which is more virtuous? There are lengthy discussions, but the sum total really comes to the same. That is what is farad, like our iman, etc. After that, our namazas, all what Allah has made farad upon us, what is wajib upon us, what is sunnat-e-mu'akkada, all that a person should fulfill and give that first preference. And then whatever Allah has made haram, that also a person must stay away from totally. All the haram also. Yeah, the question comes about because there are many of us who have got this nature in us that we like to make a lot of ibadat, nafal ibadat. We make a lot, but we don't worry of staying away from haram. We don't check our income. We don't check our ghibat, backbiting. We mix freely with other women who it is haram to mix with, whether it's in the family or whether it is outside. We don't look after our eyes. We commit gunas of the eyes, etc. We have bad thoughts about people. We look down upon people. We think we are better than others. These are all gunas. And many of us, we don't pay attention. As long as I'm making lot of ibadat, tahajjud also I'm making, going for nafil umrah every year, etc. All the nafil ibadat, we give that lot of preference. And then on the other hand, there are maybe very few, less people, who will stay away from all the haram, but they don't worry about all nafil ibadat. That also should be done. The nafal ibadat also, but to stay away from haram is more important. And all of us, we might not realize it, we might not be conscious of it, but we are somewhere or the other involved in haram activities. Whether not outwardly, so we think we are safe, we don't drink the liquor, etc. We don't commit other gunas, etc. But bad thoughts about other people, to think that I'm better than others, to get involved in ghibat, which is so common, and to discuss other people's faults today on the phone, to be all the time with the groups, giving this comment, that comment, etc. We are involved in lot of gunas. So the sum total of all this is that all what Allah has made farad upon us, we should try and be aware of it. Everything. If I'm a married man, what are my duties to my wife? If I'm my father, what are my duties to my children? Every aspect, there are a lot of duties. Am I fulfilling those duties or not? Sometimes I may be thinking I'm fulfilling the rights of the wife, but I'm actually making zulm upon her, or even the children. So all that we have to check, that is very, very important. And then to fulfill all the commands, to involve, and nafal ibadat will help us to stay away from haram also. The more we engage in nafal ibadat, the more it will help us to stay away, that noor that comes in a person by making ibadat, tilawat of Quran, zikrullah, etc. Then this helps us to understand that I'm in guna, and then to save, to give us that power to save ourselves from guna. So, and then we will save ourselves from guna, and a person who comes to Allah Ta'ala, having fulfilled all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and saved himself from guna, this person will be in the pleasure of Allah, he will go directly to Jannah. Otherwise, if we go with our nafal ibadat, but we committed sins, many sins are such also, they cancel our ibadat also. Like for example, we are not fulfilling the rights of our families, but we are making lot of nafal ibadat. Then that not fulfilling their rights, that will cancel the reward and the noor of this nafal ibadat of ours also. So it is very important to have this balance, to have our priorities in order, and for this we have to learn our deen all the time. Whenever there are bayans taking place, whenever like this occasion Allah is giving us of dars of Quran Sharif, wherever ulama's bayans are taking place, we should try and partake, listen, learn, and then practice upon that. And this excuse of ours that ulama are not guiding us, or that they are having arguments among themselves, that won't help us in any way in the court of Allah. There are lot of bayans that have been given, we are informed, and we have to follow that. That is what we have to do. And for our lame excuses are not going to help us in any way. So Allah give us tawfiq to fulfill all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and to stay away from all the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. Then in front now, as we will discuss, Allah explains about the Bani Israel, that in how many types of wrong things they got involved in, and all that Allah has mentioned it in the Quran Sharif, so that we take a lesson from this and we don't fall in the same trap in which they had fallen into. May Allah give us all tawfiq.